how does emotional intelligence impact your salary? Today, we're exploring a topic that's close to the heart of anyone looking to not just survive, but thrive in their career. How does emotional intelligence impact your salary and your career progression? Emotional intelligence, or EQ, is that often overlooked skill set that deals with understanding, utilizing, and managing your emotions in a constructive way. It's about making your emotions work for you and not against you. And in the professional world, it's not just useful, it's actually crucial, and it can have an impact on your salary. So really, I mean, that's the bottom line. It's your salary. Studies, including lots of studies by emotional intelligence experts like TalentSmart, have actually shown a direct correspondence between high EQ, emotional quotient, and higher earnings. So now, why is this? Well, first of all, emotional intelligence enhances your communication skills, allowing you to really navigate the complexities of workplace dynamics effectively. It means better conflict resolution, more effective problem solving, and ultimately a greater value placed on your contributions to the company and your team. I mean, and to put it into perspective, imagine negotiating your salary with a deep understanding of your manager's concerns and motivations. That right there is, you know, emotional intelligence at work. Just to give you a real world example, you know, I remember a colleague back when I was working in training companies, and he was looking at trying to get a pretty significant raise, let's say. So instead of just listing out his accomplishments, he really went into the negotiation first by acknowledging the company's challenges and then positioning his contributions as solutions to those problems or to those challenges. And this understanding and this approach really, you know, I was impressed because we were working on it kind of together, and he was trying to help, you know, I was helping him get some ideas and just kind of see if everything was clear. But, you know, it showed that, you know, he really understood, you know, not just I want more money for this company, but I see the problems and the challenges, and here's how I've brought solutions in the past, and here's how I want to continue doing that. And in the end, it got him the raise, but also I would say kind of felt like the boss of the company had a new respect and recognition. Now, in terms of just career progression, so like moving up in your company, you know, leadership, we talked about this last week in the podcast. So if you missed that episode, I'll put a link to it in the notes. But leadership, it's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's about guiding and inspiring others. And this is where emotional intelligence really shines, because that's what makes a leader truly resonate with their team. Because a leader with high emotional intelligence is seen as approachable, empathetic, and really capable of creating these positive team dynamics. I mean, these are the people who rise through the ranks in companies. We see this all the time. And, you know, I would say that if we just think, you know, think back into your experience, maybe in the workplace, or it could be with people that you've worked with if you run your own company. But let's think of maybe, you know, a manager who we see has sort of a high emotional intelligence. You know, they're able to navigate challenging projects, not by dictating and telling people what they have to do, but by understanding and leveraging the strengths and the motivations of their team members. And so their projects not only succeed, but their team cohesion is stronger. And this really sets that leader apart as, you know, a prime candidate to get a promotion in the company. Now, Emotional intelligence also has a really big role to play in building up your professional relationships, networking, relationship building. You know that this is something that I'm quite into because I really do feel like your network really helps just to make your life easier, I would say, creating connections, opening doors, etc. And in networking and building your relationships, this is another area where your emotional intelligence is absolutely just super valuable because it enables you to come into a room, you know, at a networking event, to kind of read the room, kind of see what's the energy, what are people, how are people feeling, and then genuinely connect with other people beyond the superficial small talk exchanges about the weather and all this stuff that nobody likes to talk about. And when you're able to do that, it doesn't just build bridges, it opens doors. Like I said, opens doors to new opportunities, new collaborations, new advancements. You know, it's a way of also, I think, showing empathy because you're able to kind of read the person that you're talking to and see, is this topic interesting for them? Is it boring? Can I change the topic? Do they maybe want a little bit of a break and not have to talk to anybody? And can I kind of politely exit that conversation? So it's a great way of leading, I would say not leading, but leaving a good impression, creating that connection, and really building up your network in a very human, authentic way. So just to wrap up, you know, remember that emotional intelligence is as critical, as essential as your professional expertise. It's what sets you apart in salary negotiations. It pushes your career forward. It enables you to build meaningful professional relationships. And in this very competitive landscape of international business, your emotional intelligence could very well be your edge to success. So I encourage you to reflect on your emotional intelligence, identify your areas for growth, and really embrace this journey of developing your EQ, your emotional quotient. It's an investment in your career, your relationships, and yourself. And if you have a story to share with us, I'd love to hear it, how emotional intelligence, empathy, and leading in a, I would say, not, you know, in an empathetic way, how has that made a difference in your professional life? You can share it down in the comments and we'll continue the conversation down there. Now, I have a little special announcement. If you enjoyed this video and you enjoyed listening, whether you're listening on video or podcast, but you want to do more than just listen and you want to actually practice speaking, vocabulary, and get the confidence in English that you need for your career, and also practice your emotional intelligence, then come over and join us in the English Conversation Club. You get 40% off your first month with the code ECC40. And the link to join us is in the podcast notes down below. So I'm Christina from Business English with Christina, and I'll see you next time.